Elementary school kids are out on the playground enjoying a lovely spring day. They're wearing the usual blue jeans, t-shirts, and tennis shoes. And on some wrists, a bracelet in brightly woven yarn. On the bracelet, the letters WWJD.
What does WWJD mean? What would Jesus do?
These bracelets may just be the biggest craze since Beanie Babies. They're selling like hotcakes in the malls at teen-oriented chain stores like Claire's. But are the bracelets a fashion statement or a genuine expression of religious belief?
It's both. Because, I mean, there's, like, rainbow colors, and then, like, there's orange and yellow and all those colors, and then, like, it says, what would Jesus do on it? So it's both. It, like, helps us make the right choice when we're have a tough decision. Or, like, if you don't know what to do, just think, like, what do you think Jesus would do and, like, do the same thing?
Like, say you're about to steal your sister's Easter candy, and then you look at your bracelet, and then you, like, put it back.
In a capitalist culture, it may seem natural to market religious icons, but should we use caution when the target is children? Ann Mastin, professor of child development at the University of Minnesota, says it's important for parents to be aware of the messages on products their children purchase.
Many parents would be okay with this. Now, if parents do not follow Christian beliefs, they might have some concerns about the focus on Jesus per se, but I can easily imagine bracelets coming out that say, what would Buddha do? This seems pretty harmless to me.
Bracelets may represent an ideal marketing opportunity, combining children's love of a fashion statement with a sense of belonging. In fact, that desire to be with friends may be what draws some kids to church in the first place. Going to church with your friends, wearing a WWJD bracelet, may meet an important need in the lives of children. According to experts in child development, even very young children ask questions that can be called religious.
They're very curious at this age, and they really do want to know about God and Jesus and about the world around them and how it was created.
Mary Deacon teaches 4- and 5-year-olds at the preschool in St. Paul's House of Hope Presbyterian Church. Experts say children start thinking about the metaphysical at about the time they learn language. By the age of 4 or 5, psychologists say kids are intensely interested in right and wrong, good and evil. For teachers like Mary Deacon, those are spiritual questions that can invite a conversation about God.
I wanted to ask you about something. God made us the smartest of all the animals.
I know that.
Why do you think he did that, though?
Because if he didn't made anybody, it would just be quiet. It's good to be ourselves because we're humans.
Talking with children and teaching them the moral code of their religion helps them figure out how to behave in life, according to House of Hope preschool director Joe Kirscher.
Children really do respond to this because they're, I see the peace that they get, the happiness that they have, and I see it when, for instance, when we say our prayer at snack time, they love it when we talk about how what it means to talk to God.
Many parents of today's young children, distrustful of institutions, moved away from organized religion in their youth. But now they want their children to have the same religious education they had.
God is good, but it has a thing for our food. Amen.
Wade Clark Roof, a professor of religion at the University of California at Santa Barbara, has studied baby boomers and their religious practices. He concludes, many boomers are coming back to church not because they believe, but because of their children.
Many of the baby boomers who actually returned to religious participation when their children were young have now relaxed their commitment to institutions. They seem to be dropping out again, pretty much like they did when they were young themselves, now that their parenting responsibilities are over.
Even when they drop out, they are still pleased that they've given their children a religious foundation for life. In a recent Gallup poll commissioned by Parenting Magazine, 40% of adults say religion became more important to them when they had children, and almost 90% say they talk to their children about God.
The institutional church is really important for kids because it's an arena in which they learn that it's another community that is there for them.
having some kind of spiritual base, some place to go when, like if you get a, I mean, if a terrible thing happens in your life, I think it's really important.
We want our kids to know the Lord. We want them to have a firm understanding of right and wrong.
Experts in child development say kids learn right and wrong in many ways. Child psychologist Ann Mastin says church may reinforce those messages, but it is possible to raise a moral child without organized religion.
Children are very attentive to what their parents are doing and the people around them, how they're living their life. They're always observing. And so what they observe is going to be very important.
Of course, some parents choose to give their children a religious education because it's a fundamental part not only of the family's spiritual values, but of their cultural identity, a way to connect with a heritage going back thousands of years. Twice a week at the Talmud Torah School in St. Paul, a class of teenagers study Hebrew and the Torah, in addition to coursework that includes Yiddish and Jewish film. Research shows adolescence is a typical time for religious awakening, along with a search for identity. Emma Kipriogna, a high school junior, says without this study, she would be missing a link in the chain of Jewish continuity.
I find spirituality in continuity in that the words that I'm reading are words that my ancestors have read, that my descendants will read, and that it's a study that I think, yeah, it is important spiritually.
Dalia Vladivir, principal of this afternoon and evening school, says parents who never had this religious education are eager to provide it for their children.
People fulfilled one dream, melting into the path, into the society here. They missed the Judaic part of it. They missed being Jewish. But then they are seeking now going back to tradition.
And they want to introduce tradition into the lives of their children. Children who face a barrage of cultural messages counteracting what they learn at church and at home. Robert Coles, the acclaimed child psychologist, has studied the spirituality of children and concludes that children's lives are rich with thoughts about God, faith, and the meaning of life. Questions that only deepen with age, but are part of our makeup from childhood. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Mary Stuckey.